This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all. So you're a job guy.
And now, another celebrity PSA. That's public service announcement for those of you in Rio Linda. From Off the Hook Radio. Because we care. Sorta. Not really.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here. Reminding you to stay safe during the quarantine. Make sure you wash your hands and wear a mask if you go out in public. And, just enjoy some music today. Oh, I gotta go get back to a pork butt.
At least Kermit's getting some.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, I hit the wrong bite. I hit another one bites the dust with my wrist, so that was playing at the beginning of our intro tonight.
I heard that. I said, this is new.
What'd Biden say now?
We'll get to that later.
Oh. Foot in mouth.
All right. Well, anyway, welcome to Off Hook Radio for August 10th.
2020.
See? Barbara Waters can say it like Baba Waters.
Yeah, you can't.
I can't, no. Yeah, the only way I could do the female impersonations was with my
address.
No, I used my voice synthesizer when I did Dipalicious back when we did the old Farm Bill rant.
I remember those days.
Yeah, I remember. There's people listen to that crap for years, and that's you, Zippy.
We used to have so many fans back then. So many people listened to that crap.
I removed my gonads before I recorded that bit. That's what happens. Anyway.
Oh, that's thank you for telling us.
No.
Hey.
Next week I'll tell you about my new bidet.
Oh, no, thank you. God.
Anyway, it's day 140. I got to do something, man. My life's boring. I had the house washed yesterday.
Boy.
Yeah. And it was like, I looked out, you know, it was all dirty and shit. And that's going to take me like forever. Or I could hire somebody. So I did. Anyway, it's day 147 of slowing the spread. Meanwhile, Sweden, which had no lockdowns, had zero deaths on Friday. I repeat, zero. Coronavirus, fuck you. Anyway, I'm pissed at China.
Why?
Not pissed at Trump. And I'd be more pissed if Biden was president and the travel ban from China wasn't instituted. Because he wouldn't have done it. And we'd have 1.6 million Americans dead instead of 160,000. But after being a good bitch and staying home now for my personal count's up to 156 days... I have come to the conclusion that war on China is now warranted. Saturdays only.
We got a new thing for noon on Saturdays. Yeah,
from noon to 10.
We'll be able to play this.
Noon to midnight Eastern. China really bites the dust. Big Ten, it says expected to. Well, I already read they have. They voted 10-2. You know, I love that. It's a Big Ten. There's 12 teams.
Yeah.
Shows you how well-educated our college students are these days.
Common Core. Come on. It's Common Core.
Big Ten's expanse is canceling football season. No games for 2020. None.
Did
this surprise you?
Yes.
Really? Why?
Yes.
I mean, look at what's going around
baseball.
Look at the problems there.
It surprised me because there's 105 or 108 schools in the United States who fund almost their entire athletic department off of college football and basketball, but mostly football. So they are giving up a goo-gob of money. You know, Penn State seats 107,000. I think Michigan seats 109 or something like that. You know, a lot of these stadiums are 75, 80, South Carolina, there's 80,000, Clemson's 80 some thousand, Alabama's.
All right.
You know, so it's a goo gob of money. We aren't going to get
when I went to Purdue, we got our tickets for free.
China virus fucked football.
Yeah, but the alumni. It's. Let me so let me ask you this question: Will some of these big schools that rely on the football, you know, to fund everything, are they going to go belly up? Are they going to close? I mean, is that a real possibility here?
Some are going to close anyway, not because of sports, but because of academics.
Well,
not having students going to school in the fall.
That's true.
There are a lot of colleges that aren't going to make it.
Yeah, and the percentage of college kids that want to do online learning is very small. Because basically, as we know from how big of morons they are coming out of college these days, they don't go to school to actually learn anything.
Hey,
yeah, but
I didn't learn anything when I was there, and that was a long time ago. Nothing has changed.
I took online classes, and I, to be honest with you, the only thing that was good about online classes was the freedom to be able to do them whenever you wanted. But in all honesty, if you miss so much by not being in the actual classroom. I mean, you really do, especially if it's not a class where the teacher is actually, you know, even lecturing you, where it's strictly all through a portal where you know, you just access notes and do your homework and you don't ever have any interaction with a teacher at all. It's tough. Yeah. It's really tough. So I can see where kids don't want to do this, where kids want to be on college. They want to have the dorm.
Harvard is not having any on-campus students, at least for the first semester. And there are a ton of kids enrolled at Harvard. They're saying, "Oh, I'm taking a break.
Foreign students not coming.
They didn't. Yeah, and they didn't lower their tuition any at Harvard either. It's still $50,000.
Well, and you know what? You just said something that's really key here. You just said they're going to take a break, and I guarantee you, the vast majority of those that take a break will never go back to school again. They will
not if they get a good job.
Well, they won't probably get a great job, not the one they would be getting if they had their degree, but if they make something decent, they're never going to go back to school. So that the education system is ruined for these kids. Not that they were getting a good education in the first place. We've talked about that many times. I mean, the indoctrination is it's terrible these days. It's terrible. It's just awful.
Well, I just, you know, I got nothing on Saturdays now. No college football. That was my Saturdays. I watched soccer in the morning, watched football the rest of the day. You know, I mean, Saturdays and Sundays in the fall are like, that's like my religion, you know.
You still got NFL,
I love it.
Don't you?
So, yeah, but we got nothing on Saturdays.
It's like what I used to do. I said, I would always say, I'll see you in February, honey.
I want to declare war on China and just make it Saturdays only. Yep. And I want it televised. CB had a good idea for announcers.
Yep.
Keith Jackson and John Madden, right?
Yeah, it was Keith Jackson and John Madden. We'd go, whoa, Nelly, boom.
Whoa, Nelly, look at that big one just hit Beijing. Boom.
This podcast is going to get pulled from every streaming site there is. I can see it now.
Screw them. Yeah, that's a problem. Nobody can take a fucking joke anymore.
They can't. You're right.
Yeah. It's done, says a high-ranking source in the Big Ten Monday afternoon. They haven't officially announced it, but it's done. Yeah, so if the Big Ten's out, the ACC's out, the SEC will be out, even though they'll be the most reluctant. But then again, they're going to go, well, then we don't have anybody to play in the college football playoffs. It'll be all SEC teams.
Okay, so an SEC team wins. Yeah, I mean, I was reading something today. I guess there are five major football conferences, and they were meeting about whether or not they were going to have a season or not. And I know the Big Ten and the Pac-10 and the ACC were three of them. I don't remember who the other two were, but yeah.
The SEC and
Southwest Conference.
Well, they don't Southwest Conference anymore.
Oh. Is there a chance? I mean, with
shows you how old I am.
With college football, I mean, I know that like minor league baseball and major league baseball are very tied, but in college football isn't really with the NFL. But is there a chance that the NFL doesn't play because of this? I mean, is this a possibility?
No, the NFL will play, but they might be playing on Saturdays now.
And there you go. Now you got your Saturdays.
Yeah, no, that's you throw in two NFL games. You still got half the day to bomb China. And there's got to be some payback for what the hell they're doing, man. You know, this is on purpose. You know, China got it. You know, Trump stuck it to them. Trump stuck it to them like he just stuck it to the Democrats with the executive orders this week. And, you know, they didn't like it. And, you know, they made damn sure we got infected the most. Even after the travel ban, which Trump did after 10 days after the first case in the United States, and Biden called him xenophobic. He should have never done it. Rah, 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 rah. And 2.5 months later, Biden goes, I guess it wasn't a bad idea. You know, if you listen to Biden now, everything he says he wants to do about coronavirus, Trump's already done it. But they're still bitching it because Trump did it. That's the only problem is Trump did it.
Joe just doesn't remember Trump did it. That's all.
Yeah, probably not. He's
not a big deal.
So anyway, I want war on China. Those bastards. I want them to die. All of them die. Go away. And the first troop we should send is from California. You know, I know I said bomb them, but we got to send in some secret agent troops.
What are they going to be disguised as?
Well, this first one is from California, and I don't have a name for this agent, secret agent, but we will call, let's call him Bessie. She's vicious. She's so vicious, the California Highway Patrol had a busy Sunday afternoon. There was two evacuated by helicopter after the hostile attack from Bessie. The pair encountered Bessie, an elderly couple. They were fleeing from Bessie. Bessie is an angry cow.
Do we have a picture of Bessie? I mean, we can't.
There is a picture of Bessie taken from the helicopter. And it's funny, too. I see the lady laying on the ground, so it looks like they hauled her husband up first. Chivalry's completely dead. No, but the cow had a calf, and they were walking along, and they're hiking in Lynch Canyon Regional Park. And the cow perceived him to be a threat and started chasing on their asses. And they fell down and went boom.
Boom.
Yeah. We should have Madden announce this. So the California Highway Patrol Air Operations said the helicopter arrived on the scene and found the couple on a trail with the menacing livestock only feet away.
Menacing.
The chopper hovered down.
What a menacing cow looks like.
Bessie.
Well, look, there's a picture right there.
Yeah, but you can't see the expression on Bessie's face.
To be honest
face.
With you, I'm probably in a little better shape than these two old farts, but I'm not sure I want Bessie chasing my ass.
Cows are friggin' big. You ever been next to a cow?
Yeah,
they are big.
You don't realize how big they are.
The chopper hovered down and shooed the cow and calf away with their siren. And then
helicopters had sirens.
They were hoisted up one by one, about 75 feet into the chopper and flown to a waiting ambulance. So, yeah, Bessie is a badass. Bessie will not be charged. It's California.
Yeah, but did you see the cow? Did you see the picture of the cow?
Yeah.
Black cows matter.
Oh, that's why there's no charges.
Yeah.
Okay. I missed that. That's why we have you, CB. you pick up on these things. Oh, yeah, God. That's
what I'm good for.
It's all right. Hey, one of the things we've been talking about forever, we've been preaching the choir on, and we didn't even know it. We're talking about media bias. Gallup.
We've never discussed that ever.
Gallup, the notoriously left-wing polling company, had a poll came out on August 4th. 86% of Americans believe there's a great deal or a fair amount of political bias in the way the media covers news.
And the other 14% works for the media.
Yeah.
The other 14% must not listen to the news because you can clearly see that they're biased.
I can't believe it. It's that high. I mean, you watch CNN and MSNBC and ABC, NBC and CBS and the Washington Post, New York Times. You look at this crap and you go, God, the people actually believe this shit. But apparently the people that actually believe this shit are only about 20,000 people on Twitter. because that apparently is where their entire world is focused. The number of Americans that see bias in the media is up 25 percentage points from 07. It was pretty bad in 07, but yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's been horrible since the hanging chads of 2000. So, but half of Americans now say there's a great deal. Half of Americans think there's a great deal of political bias in news coverage. And the other 45-46% say, or 35-36% say there's a fair amount of political bias.
Well, and part of this is you know, over the years, the networks, the different people that are on the networks doing their shows, like Tucker, I'm just using names, Tucker, you know, those guys, they've all started to skirt the boundaries, I guess you could say, over the years and get more, you know, before it was deliver the news. You know, we got to deliver the news. We'll get fired if we have our opinion. And, you know, as the years have evolved, they've slowly started to work their opinions into things.
Well,
and
yeah, but now Tucker, that's what Tucker we have. Tucker is an opinion show.
I know.
They're all opinion shows.
Every one of them. Even Brett, Brett Baer. He delivers the headlines, but he does still give a little bit of opinion. He's very fair. He is very balanced, like he
lets his panel give the opinions.
Correct. But all of these... every show, every network started off delivering news.
CNN and every calls network Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo anchors, like they're news anchors. They aren't news anchors.
No, they're
propaganda ministers.
Yeah. They're network. They're TV personalities. That's what they are. They're
86%. And 73% believe it's a major problem. So apparently 13% say it sucks, but we like it.
Yeah, we don't care.
The 13%, those are the ones who still watch NBC, MSNBC and CNN. Nobody watches them anymore. As a matter of fact, I was looking this up here. Hang on. The little bald putts on CNN, what's his name? Stetler, whatever the hell his name is.
I don't watch him, so I have no idea.
On his Sunday show, he asked another CNN panel about how there's a whole network devoted to bashing Biden and, quote, we don't see that on the other side, unquote.
Did he not name the network? Did he really not say Fox?
No, he didn't say Fox, but he says...
And that surprises me.
But it's just Fox, but nobody else is biased. They're out there bashing Biden. That's all they do. And he says, we don't see that on the other side, do we? And the panel immediately agreed. I assume they forget who they work for.
Well, and CB, you bring up a great point. I mean, all of these people now, all these networks are bashing the other networks. They name drop networks left and right now, and that didn't used to happen. I mean, they would never say, you know, look at what the idiots over at MSNBC did. Oh, or, you know, that never would happen.
The other networks didn't exist.
Right. So now it's just totally, you know, I've watched numerous different things on, especially like in the morning, like on Fox and Friends, you know, they have different show clips from like CNN and they run the clip actually from CNN with their call letters right in, you know, yep. That you would never see happen 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. They would never air.
Yeah, but they're making fun of them now.
I know. And I understand that.
Well,
but again,
the reason there's a reason for that.
Opinions.
It's because they're not talking about news anymore. They're talking about opinion. If you were on
NBC.
Yeah,
but the problem is they pretend they're talking about news.
Yeah, but if you were on NBC, you know, 30 years ago or 40 years ago when you were talking about, let's go 50 years ago, 1970, and you were talking about the Vietnam War. I mean, you're talking about a battle in the Vietnam War. The other network would have the same thing. I mean, why would you show their stuff? I mean, who cares? You'd show your own stuff. Or if they did ever show anything, they would give full credit. You know, our nice friends over at CBS gave us this video footage. But
that
now,
not the morons over at CNN. And look at what they just did this morning. And, you know, and that's how it's handled these days. I mean,
half-truths and innuendos.
Everything is to get Trump. Now, we have a clip here. From the New Jersey press conference at Bedminster that Trump did last weekend at his golf club. And he invited his members to sit there for his little news conference, which was about 3 minutes of news and about 20 minutes of pep rally. But the media was there. And he let the media ask questions. The first question was a snarky question about a gathering this large in the People's Republic of New Jersey. And we've got the whole clip. We'll just play it, and it speaks for itself.
There you go.
And just in this room, you have dozens of people. You're not following the guidelines in New Jersey, which say you should not have.
No, they don't have to. This is a political activity. You're wrong on that, because it's a political activity. They have exceptions, political activity, and it's also a peaceful protest. So when you have, and as you know, they asked if they could be, you know, they, a number of, and to me, they look like they all have, pretty much all have masks on, but, you know, you have an exclusion in the law. It says peaceful protest or political activity, right? In fact, specifically, yeah, it says exactly political activity or peaceful protest. And you could call it political activity, but I'd call it peaceful protest, because they heard you were coming up and they know the news is fake. They understand it better than anybody. And they asked whether or not they can be here. Like the question about Russia, he doesn't mention Iran was in the report. He doesn't mention, or he mentions very late, that China was in the report, because that's the way they are. They're not. If the press in this country were honest, it wasn't corrupt, if it wasn't fake, our country would be so much further ahead. But we're doing really great. Thank you all very much. Thank you very much.
There you go. You know, it just kills me that after all this time, the media still hands softballs like that to Trump. They think they're being snarky and smartass, and Trump just takes it and smacks it right in their face.
Well, and it's just like today. He's so cool and so calm. I mean, today, the shooting outside of the White House during the press conference, you know, the Secret Service walks over, whispers in his ear, and he just calmly walks. I mean, it wasn't like this, you know, hurried, get him out of here. He was just as calm and cool and just strutted away and just, you know, disappeared behind the doors. But I want to say one thing about this, because there's one thing I don't like about what he said in this whole thing about there's an exception for peaceful protests and political rallies or activity.
Right.
I know there is. And there is in other places too, but yeah. I don't think it's fair that people, again, I'm just being kind of an asshole here. People can't gather 50 or 60 people and get married in certain places, and people
go to church.
If you, in some places you can't, you still can't have that many people. I don't think it's fair that the politicians get to have an exemption and they're allowed to congregate, even though they're social distancing, so they say. But we've seen some, you know, places where they're not quite 6 feet apart in some of these press conferences. It's just, they shouldn't get an exemption.
So I agree.
Go out and get votes.
My biggest bitch about this whole situation is that these people that are acting like power mad dictators are governors and mayors of the Democratic persuasion, yet for somehow, some way, they're leading in the polls. And I can't understand how anybody in Michigan, Wisconsin, New Jersey, California, New York can put up with all the shit they've had to put up with.
I'll tell you why.
For the last 4 or 5 months. They're still going to vote Democrat.
I'll tell you why. This is why I think, unfortunately, two reasons. Number one, well, why they're going to vote Democrat, this has nothing to do with. But a lot of people think Trump's going to be safe, so they're not going to go out. The Republicans aren't going to go out and vote. But here's the thing. I know that these states that have these draconian laws that are just absolutely insane are all Democratic governors. You agree? Everyone agrees? That is correct, right?
Yes.
Maryland's
got a Republican, Massachusetts got a Republican.
But
Republicans in name only.
But which states, if you go by the statistics that we're being fed, and that's the statistics, right. The statistics you have to use, because that's what we're being given, which states are actually doing the best right now with the infection rate? I know there's questions about Florida's numbers aren't legit, blah, blah, blah. But if we have with the statistics that are in front of us, the Democratic states that have these draconian shit in effect are actually leading in cases being on the low side. So these draconian measures.
Because they're already dead.
Well, but we're not seeing
Florida's,
the big.
Florida's got as many cases as New York does, and we got less than 1/5 as many deaths.
Well, but, just but about you don't case, you don't case. Have the you don't have the we have don't have the cases here. We're the lowest. New York State is the
it's
lowest.
Because you already killed off all the old people.
Yeah, but there's still plenty of old people there, and there's still plenty of people not following social distancing. So this should be spreading like wildfire, and it's not.
I don't understand this stupid thing. I don't like it. I think that's why we need to bomb China all day.
But there's still but you can't admit that there is a contagious virus. Unfortunately, at first I didn't want to believe this, but look at the baseball teams. It proves that this is very contagious, even though they took all the precautions. I mean, CB pointed it out last week. They're maintaining social distancing. They're wearing face masks. And look at how many baseball players came down with it. They're not dying because they're athletic.
But they can
and they're
spread
young.
It to people who will.
Correct.
That's the thing.
Yes.
I mean, let's say only 1 out of 10,000 children who get COVID die. They're still going to spread it to their parents and grandparents who will die.
No, I think baseball made a mistake in not doing what hockey and basketball did and basically put them in a bubble. You know, have all the Western teams play in California, have all the Eastern teams play in Florida or somewhere.
They got lucky. They got lucky that everybody's following the protocols and the precautions that they put in place. I mean, we talked about what Disney did with the NBA and stuff like that. I mean, they have to swipe in. They have special magic bands that take their temperatures. So, but all it would have taken was one person to break protocol, get infected by going out to, you know, one of the bars or something and sneak out and this and that.
Which happened in the NBA.
But then he got suspended for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
but the snowball effect now, before, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's not this contagious, but the baseball itself proved that it is contagious, and it will snowball through a cluster of people that have close contact on a regular basis. See. This is why I personally think that
50 million people got swine flu and we never heard about it.
I know. But see, now New York, we just released Friday, you know, New York Governor Cuomo, he's decided to allow all schools can return as long as they, you know, meet the guidelines that are they can send in to him. Yeah. There's 112 schools
that have. All this stuff is creating chaos because the Democrats think chaos will get people to vote against Trump, and they want to continue it. So they will.
It's not going to stop.
Yeah.
What's going to be the September or October surprise?
The September surprise is going to be the indictments coming from the Department of Justice on the whole Russian hoax thing. I mean, Nancy Pelosi.
But Nancy Pelosi
was out there doubling down on the Russian hoax thing on Saturday.
Yeah, but here's
your
problem.
Won't give up.
But here's your problem with that. That's your September surprise, but that September surprise doesn't help the Democrats. So what's the Democrats' September surprise?
Oh, the Democrats' September surprise?
Yes, that's what we need to all watch.
Oh, they're gonna import the 6-foot bats from the Philippines that we talked about last week.
I'm trying to. There's going to be a September surprise from the Democrats.
Or murder hornets. I don't know. Anyway, we got mail-in balloting is the other big subject that's out there. Now, it's still going to be an issue, but Trump did bitch slap the Dems this week after they took their $3 trillion relief for Democrats only bill and went home. The executive orders that Trump did extended student loan delays, foreclosure delays, added $400 of enhanced unemployment benefits back in, and extended student loan delays. And also added a payroll tax holiday. He couldn't give the $1,200 checks because that actually has to be passed by Congress, but he can't suspend these Social Security tax. Obama did it twice. Bush did it twice. That's not a big deal.
So can he actually?
Most people would rather have a $1,200 check like they got the first time, but he bitch slapped him and turned it. He turned it around because the Democrats were saying the president. And the Republicans don't care about you, and it's just propaganda. They had mail-in balloting demands in there, bailout money for poorly run Democratic states and cities. That's all dead now. So now if the Democrats want to sue to overturn the executive order saying Trump can't really do that, it's going to be them who takes the money away from Americans. My point on this whole thing is that Trump has been in politics for 4 years. And he just outwitted Biden, Schumer, Pelosi, who combined have about, let's see, about 120 years in politics. And Trump just bitch slapped them all. So, but I still think mail-in balloting is an issue. And I wanted to know your thoughts on it. And I know, Slim, you had a very important thought on mail-in balloting.
Oh, I sure do.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me. Well, I don't know if that's an important point, but it's a valid point. That was Glenn Beck from Tonight. That's how cutting edge we are on this show. Glenn Beck said that on Fox News Channel about 8:45 p.m. Boom, we got the clip for you.
Cool. And Tucker Carlson's face was fucking priceless when they
zoomed
in.
Too bad this is radio.
I know, but you can find it. It's on YouTube. Follow me on TikTok. It's
posted.
Bless
that lady who posted that up there so quickly.
You know, here, you want my real truth about what I have an issue with the mail-in voting. I just saw an article 2 days ago, and I can't remember where, but one state found cages of another state's mail-in ballots in their post office or a warehouse or in a room. This is the problem.
It was only 30,000 ballots, but still, they went to the wrong state.
Hey, listen. 30,000 ballots in some places could make or break an electoral vote. Exactly. And right now, if you watch, you know how those guys that always predict who's going to win. I know everybody has their own panels, but there's these two guys that predict, and they've been right for I don't know forever. They are. I forgot how I was going to phrase. So just keep going. I'll think of it in a second. I just forgot how I was going to phrase.
Well, I just want to give you some examples. Okay. First of all, the New York had all mail-in primaries. And there's a congressional race in New York that he just declared for the incumbent the other day, which is going to be in court forever because they did not count the ballots. It was 2 months, almost 2 months, like 6-7 weeks after the primary. So they declared the incumbent the winner, and they still aren't done counting and stuff. So it's a total mess. And then in New York City, the mail-in ballots in the New York City primary, Democratic primary, 84,000 were disqualified. Now that's out of 403,000. So that means
that's a big percentage.
21% of the total mail-in ballots were invalidated. They were they either arrived late, they didn't have a postmark, they didn't have the voter's signature or other defects. And New York Post reported Thursday that roughly 30,000 mail-in ballots were invalidated just in Brooklyn. Just in Brooklyn.
Okay, and I rethought my point. Those guys showed – well, he helped me with it when he was – those guys showed the key states that Trump needed to actually win, okay?
Yes.
And here's the thing. If you have missing ballots, they even said in this little graph, if Trump loses just this one state, he loses the election. If Biden picks up, something
Florida
out of
would be
right.
One of those states.
So if we have a mail-in ballot situation in Florida that it skews the entire election. And this is going to be a huge, huge problem because all it's going to take is one state to fuck up.
I just talked about how fucked up New York was, right?
There you go.
Nevada.
Let me give you this number for
Nevada, Slim. Nevada sent more than 200,000 mail-in primary ballots to the wrong addresses.
Yeah, and would you like to know something about most of those those mail-in ballots?
That's one-sixth of them.
I don't remember the exact percentage. But a very large percentage of the printers that print these ballots are owned by companies that are owned by George Soros. And that is true.
Well, I also had a post up on my page that whoever the original poster was must have removed it or something. But it was a lady in Nevada showed her mail-in ballot pages or envelopes from the state. She had 5 of them delivered to her house. for her and her husband are the only registered voters in the House. She got five ballots.
How does this show?
Three of them were from people who previously lived at that address.
This already right there, all the warning flags, all the red signs, everything for voter fraud and problems, is it's already being shown to the American people. How can't you see that this is an issue? And again, we've said this before. If you can go to Walmart and you can go to Sam's Club and you can go to all these other places, Costco and all those other places.
Wear your mask, go vote, bitch.
Yep. Walk into your local fire station or school or wherever it is you vote. And there's, you know, at least here where I live, there's never, you know, more than 10 or 15 people lingering around the voting. I don't live in, you know, Miami. I'm sure there's thousands of people, you know, standing in line. But, you know, do your civic duty. Do what you got to do and put on your mask and go vote the right way.
I'm going to be upset this November, too.
Do you really honestly
think my dad's from Pennsylvania. And he's going to vote Democrat.
I feel bad for
you. For the first time ever.
That sucks. It sucks to be you.
Yeah, he's a lifelong Republican. But no, he's been dead for 10 years.
Do you think there's a chance
he's voting Democrat this year?
Uh-huh. Yeah, there you go. Do you think there's a chance that we, on election night, will not have a winner because of...
Election night? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if we did.
Really? Okay. And now would this be the first time probably in a long time that that's happened, correct? Where they haven't been able to actually declare the winner on election night?
Well, they
always just declare
Dewey
the winner
defeats Truman last time. Yeah. Overnight.
We didn't have a winner in Bush Gore.
Okay.
But
I guess didn't we have a recount?
They had
we had a winner in 16, they just didn't want to announce it.
Okay.
You know, because it wasn't Hillary. So,
well, yeah, I remember when they announced it.
Yeah.
I was up
3 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, no, that was when Hillary finally told everybody to go to bed. I'm not coming out.
Yeah.
Well, she was probably friggin' drunk as a skunk.
No. She was throwing shit around her hotel room.
Oh, that's right. We did that. We talked about that on the show. Oh, yeah. She trashed her hotel.
They announced Trump before midnight, I think.
No, it was well after midnight. They could have announced it around 11:30 when the Pennsylvania number was insurmountable, and they held off for like another two and a half hours. Yeah, it was after 2 in the morning by the time they declared Trump the winner.
So how long you think it's going to take this? I mean, are we going to be pushing a week, a couple of weeks, you think? Or I mean, is
Christmas.
It going to be all the really? And is it's all going to be because of this mail-in voting?
Absolutely.
Or?
If we have massive mail-in voting and absentee voting, let me just for those of you in Rio Linda, absentee voting is mail-in, yes, but it's not the same thing. Absentee voters request a ballot and they verify who they are with their signature, which can be compared to their voter rolls,
now they
their
don't
address
request
and everything
one.
Else. Then they get it in. Mail-in balloting, they just send them out willy-nilly to everybody. And you don't know who the hell those people are that turned them in. So they're going to be invalidated. Like New York had 21% invalidated in New York City. Can you imagine if 21% of the ballots in the United States are invalidated? The courts, Trump's going to get a second term just dragging out the court thing. You know, Biden will be dead before it ever gets inaugurated because it won't be over.
Is that possible? Is that
no? It can only go until January 21st.
And they have to announce a winner and inaugurate a new president.
Yeah, if they don't, the Speaker of the House becomes president until they name a winner.
Oh, dear fucking God.
Yes. Oh, well, we already have a comment for that.
Glenn, press the Glenn, button, Slim.
Glenn Beck.
I'm getting there. I was queued up on a. I was
Nancy
queued
Pelosi.
Up on a different thing, ready for the next thing.
Yeah, so
well,
you're
sorry.
Anticipating. That's all right. Crime is up all over. Police are either afraid to prevent crime or they're ordered not to by the socialist mayors putting up with all the peaceful rioting, you know, New York City, Chicago, Seattle, Portland. You know, I heard today that there were 21 people shot in one city. Was it New York or Chicago?
No, it was Washington.
Oh, it was, City of Washington, D.C.
Yes.
21 people shot. Only one of them's dead so far. 21 people shot at one time in a mass shooting in D.C. over the weekend. I didn't hear about it until tonight.
Yeah. There was,
Not been mentioned on the major news medias or nothing because it doesn't fit. Every single victim was black. And they weren't shot by white cops. So it doesn't make the news. 21 friggin' people shot at one time. Then we had the funeral thing in Chicago 2 weeks ago. 15, 16, 17 people shot at one time. That made the news because it was in prime time.
Well, and now you had just tonight, right before you and I came on pre-show, you found out that, you know, Chicago's curfew 8 o'clock. They're in lockdown. I mean,
they were rioting on the Miracle Mile.
It's just crazy.
That's the prettiest part of Chicago. It's the only part of Chicago worth going to.
It's gorgeous. It's insane that this is still happening now, that the rioting and now it's not any longer about the Floyd.
Now it's continuing chaos.
To disrupt the election. That is all it is. It is no longer about Floyd. It's, like you said, disrupting
the
election.
But despite all the things we just said, we know the best criminals are, of course, here in Florida.
Yes, they are.
Here in Florida, we have a crime that was committed last week called felony Slurpee battery. I shit you not. The defendant, 40 years old, Brian Duffy. Oh, this is last month. It just made the news last week. Okay. He doused a 7-Eleven employee with a frozen treat during a 9:20 a.m. argument about the drink's price in Pinellas Park. That's not too far from me. According to an arrest affidavit, a surveillance camera recorded Duffy backhanding the cup full of Slurpee out of the female victim's hand. The Slurpee flew onto the victim's person, which basically meant she got doused in Slurpee.
Why do they use such stupid terminology in journalism? Why can't they?
That's what was from the cop. The cop reported that.
But can't the journalist make it sound a little more? Whatever.
I don't know. Duffy left the 7-Eleven before the cops showed up. But she pointed out the defendant to law enforcement after he came back to the convenience store. Duffy he was charged. He thought he was being charged too much for the drink, but he has a lengthy rap sheet, including a prior battery conviction. So he was charged with a felony for the 7-Eleven Slurpee incident. He's being held in county jail in lieu of $2,500 bail.
Well, he should have done it in New York because they would just give him a ticket and send him home.
New York, he would have just gotten right out, not in Florida.
Oh, yeah, we got no bail here.
But we have felony Slurpee battery in Florida.
That's a no-bail offense in New York.
I'm telling you, it's awesome. But our stupid criminal of the week is coming up, and it's not Hunter Biden, although it could be. Hunter Biden had $430,000 in back taxes he owed the state of New Jersey after pleading he didn't have a job, hasn't had a job for over a year. And
he can just use his Ukraine money to pay that.
Yeah. He apparently paid off the back taxes within 5 days. So that money, you know, that China or Ukraine,
Ukraine money.
Joe Biden could be just the stupid of the week. And we have a clip. We have a clip to prove that. So let's play that before we get to the stupid criminal.
A cognitive.
No,
test.
I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his tests and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but I mean, I'm so forward looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There can be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental my physical as well as my mental fitness.
I should demand that we stay on mute for this because I couldn't help it.
Just the last part.
He just proves the point right there.
This is awesome. You need to save that clip too, Slim.
I'm so forward looking.
What the hell does that mean?
Come on, man.
Just like last week, he had no clue where he was even fucking speaking at.
I can tell you for the Democratic debates, okay, that what Biden does is when he totally runs out of thoughts, at least anything that come out his lips, and he suddenly realizes he's sounding stupid, he goes, well, I probably shouldn't say anything else, or I'm out of time. You know, he just ends it right there because he goes, I won't look as bad. Unless I, you know, if I kept saying stupid shit, I'll even look worse. But I mean, the damage is already done. You just called a journalist. You just asked a black journalist if he was a junkie. Okay. And what if that black journalist just said he was voting for Trump? Well, then he wouldn't even be black.
I think the funny part is where he didn't want to elaborate where he, you know, I better not go there. I think there was someone in his ear saying, shut the fuck up.
Could have been.
Oh, I bet you, there's no way he doesn't have an earpiece.
Speaking of which, I got a new guy I'm following on Twitter. Okay. He's a rapper dude. And his name's Zuby. Zuby. Is at Zuby Music if you want to follow him on Twitter. This is the funniest freaking tweet all week. It was my tweet of the day four days ago. My tagline was, "Hey Oprah, how you feeling now?" But anyway, Zuby writes, I used to occasionally give homeless white men money or food, but today I was, quote, educated, unquote, that they are inherently privileged due to their skin color. So now I take their change. He takes the change from the homeless people. And I claim it's for reparations. When they complain, I tell them it's their white fragility. I love this guy. He had one 2 days ago that was almost as good. If you want to follow somebody, I think this guy might be British because of the way he spelled color. He spelled it O-U-R. But Zuby.
Yeah, I'm on his Twitter now. He's got good stuff. I like
him. He's funny. Zuby is funny. So anyway, there you go. There's my tip for the week. It's not a stock tip. It's a Twitter tip.
You know what? Here's one of his other things that he put up 10 hours ago. And this is what people need to do. And this is the truth. It's better to define yourself by what you support rather than what you oppose. And if people could do that on social media, we'd have a lot better life and we wouldn't have some of the nastiness and bullshit that's going on. I mean, you know, people want to shove down your throat what they want you to believe and what they want you to spout back to them. And that has to stop. And that kind of, define yourself by what you support, not what you know, rather than what you oppose.
He's got a pinned tweet at the top of his page, and it's from February a year ago. But he says, "I keep hearing how biological men don't have any physical strength advantage over women, so watch me destroy the British woman's deadlift record without trying. P.S. I identified as a woman whilst lifting the weight. Don't be a bigot." This guy's great.
NASA put a picture up of the black hole, and he says it's not a black hole. It is a hole of color.
This guy's awesome. So anyway, Zuby at Zuby Music. What's next? Oh, our stupid criminal. We were listening to stupid Joe Biden. Mark Gray in Iowa beat Biden this week. Mark Gray won our Stupid Criminal of the Week.
Yeah,
August 6th.
He got a winner. Does he get a trophy?
He gets our trophy.
Sure.
Okay.
What
he's
makes
only
got to
buy it for $149.95.
I was just going to say, can we send him our award-winning
No, we paid $149 bucks for that. In what may be the least lucrative heist ever, a convicted felon broke into an Iowa bank early Tuesday and escaped with only hand sanitizer, according to a criminal complaint. Mark Gray, 39, is locked up on a trio of felony charges after allegedly He burglarized three Sioux City businesses, including a Security National Bank branch. He's in Woodbury County Jail on $6,000 bond. in connection with a string of pre-dawn break-ins. And he's currently on probation for a 2019 burglary conviction. But he used a tool to smash the glass door of the bank around 12:15 a.m., entered into the lobby area, and stole the hand sanitizer from the bank and fled. He robbed a bank at night when all the money's locked up. I wanted the hand sanitizer. I don't want to get COVID when I go back to prison. Yeah. Court filings don't reveal the street value of the hand sanitizer.
You know, it's like stealing one of those pens on chains that you used to have to use at the banks.
Hey, just yank it and go.
Yeah.
Now they got them everywhere.
That's what I do most of my teenage life.
That's pretty much life during COVID, you know. Okay. So anyway, I would say, and finally, let's do Brent's story first, then we'll do the end finally.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
This is the powers that be out there that, you know, a President Biden's going to have to figure out how to deal with. Iran. Because Iran's scary. You hear that on all the liberal news channels. We don't want to go to war with Iran. Oh my God, it'd be terrible. It'd be a quagmire. It's awful. It's horrible. Well, Iran has a scale model of an American aircraft carrier out in the Persian Gulf. It's basically just a barge. And they mocked it up with some cardboard shit stuff to try and make it look like an American aircraft carrier. And they use it in
propaganda.
They use it in propaganda videos and stuff. And these are the same Iranians. They fired their new torpedo missile thingy at it the other day. It's the same missile they fired accidentally a month ago and sank one of their own ships, killed I think 19.
Oops.
Yeah, because they're such a military power. But the carrier unexpectedly turned on its side after their last little thing. It was just sitting out there, and it rolled over on its side and sank and fucked up the harbor.
Oops.
It's now a hazard for local shipping, and experts believe it's going to need to be towed away. It was a star in their Great Prophet 14 exercises. It showcases all the ways Iran believes it can stand up to American military power. Well, the only way they can stand up to American military power is when Obama was president. And then they could take over a couple of small naval ships by pointing guns at them, and we weren't allowed to fire back. And then they made all our sailors get on their knees, and they filmed a propaganda video. You know, that would not happen now. Take that one to the bank.
No, I just thought it was kind of funny.
Oops. So it just rolled over and died all on its own. Because, you know, Iran's tough.
They scared it.
You know, and I think if China gets tired of getting bombed and starts paying, you know, they're the ones who should pay reparations for COVID. But, I mean, if they decide to pay reparations and stuff, then, you know, why waste a Saturday? We can bomb Iran. We actually had that song, remember? Bomb, 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 bomb. All right, never mind.
That was by the Beach Boys.
Yeah, bomb Iran.
Yeah.
And finally, we have the story of a nudist that includes a happy ending.
Oh, boy.
No, it's not the Robert Kraft. It's not the Robert Kraft happy ending. It's a massage parlor. This is at a German at a nudist camp. And actually, I'm looking at the picture, and he's like the only one naked.
Well, no. I mean, you can see in the top picture.
Yeah, there might be another guy who is.
A couple of them. And then...
Almost everybody's dressed. But this guy. Anyway, he was
the boar.
He was a sunbather. And he was chasing a wild boar near Berlin Lake after it stole his laptop. The boar stole his laptop.
What was it, watching boar porn?
There probably is. Hold on, CB.
You look up boar porn.
I'll send you some.
The photographer captured the drama said the unidentified nudist was happy for her to share the images. Well, I don't know. He's got no ass and a big gut. I don't know. I'm not sure I really want to see the images.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. It doesn't look like he was running that fast either.
Man, if he's got a gut that big, he can still see his penis. Maybe he's okay with it, you know? Like, I can still see my dick even with a giant gut like this. Screw it. Show my naked pictures. But Nature Strikes Back is what they said. She posted the photos of the man who gave her permission. He was bare-bottomed, pursuit of the boar and her two piglets, while fellow bathers looked on in amusement. The wild boar sightings are becoming increasingly common. I thought it was just here in Florida when you scared me last week. But they had been spotted eating a pizza by other bathers, and they stole that. They seized a yellow bag containing the man's laptop also and probably believed it had food. And the man would chase them into the undergrowth.
Oh, that must have been scratchy.
But he gave it his all. And the happy ending is he got the boar to drop the laptop and he returned from the forest and everyone applauded him.
I just like the fact that the boar's flight was slowed by a cardboard box in its path.
Yeah.
Cardboard box? What, did the cardboard box like leap up at it or something?
Oh, it's carrying a big bag with a laptop in it. You know, it's not like it has opposable thumbs. It's got to run on all four legs.
That's true.
You know, cardboard box can just screw up the whole thing.
I guess. I mean, I never knew cardboard boxes were boar weapons.
I don't know. I think that guy probably had child porn on the goddamn thing. That's why he was scared to death and going after.
I think it was boar porn.
Boar porn. I don't know, man. There's a lot.
Did you find any boar porn?
No, a lot of perverts out there. I'm not finding any boar porn for you. Sorry.
No boar porn.
Let me try Googling boar porn.
Oh, God, don't. You might not want to.
Why not?
You're daring.
Going pig boar full-length porn videos.
Hey, you know what, though? It was a black boar, too, so black boar lives matter. Oh, yeah, black cow lives matter.
Black boar. Oh, my Lord.
Are you really?
I'm sorry, I'm shocked.
You better.
It does exist.
You better clear your internet files.
Clear my catchy?
Yeah.
Yeah, because God only knows what ads you're going to get after.
Good luck to your Facebook feed now.
Oh, awesome. Let me go see my Facebook feed. Let me do a refresh.
Hey, so don't forget.
What? Same bat channel next week.
Okay.
And Hi, Zone Wesley. Out Radio.
Hi, LJ. Don't listen.
You know the Zone Out Radio app. Get the Zone Out Radio
app. You can try to. No, I mean,
download it. It works.
It does. Download
all
it.
Our podcasts.
Listen to us. They are. And you can listen to music 24 hours a day when we're not here live. So get it. Like I said, it's in the Google Store. It's in the
app. And hit the notification thing.
Apple Store. Zone Out Radio.
Yeah, I got a notification today. I was very excited.
Is there anything else before we head on out of here? I know we're
CB got a notification. He made his day.
Yeah, I was very excited. Somebody talk to me.
Considering you're on the show, it's probably a good thing you know we're on.
Yeah. I tell you, sometimes it's a help. Not knowing what day it is really bad.
All right. We're going to close with a song, but we got a comment for Nancy Pelosi again. What was it?
Oh, we can do that. Ready?
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenn Beck.
He's awesome.
All right. What are we closing with? Chainsmokers?
Chainsmokers.
There you go. Here's an obscure group you don't know, but it's a great song.
Have a good night, everyone.
You have four takeaways. You have four takeaways. You have four takeaways, yeah. You have four takeaways, yeah.
Hey, 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 where do you think you're going? It's so late, late, late. What's wrong? I said I can't stay. Do I have to give a reason? It's just me, me, me. It's what I want. Here. Finish now, we've been so caught up. Better if we do this on our own. Before I love you, na na na, gonna leave you, na na na. Before I'm someone you leave behind, I'll break
your heart so you don't break mine. For I love you, na na na. Gonna leave you, na na na. Even if I am not here to stay, I still want your heart. So you don't break mine. For I love you, na na na. Gonna leave you, na na na. Even if I am not here to stay, I still want your heart. Your heart for takeaway. Someone you leave behind, I'll break your heart so you don't break mine. For I love you, na na na. I'm gonna leave you, na na na. Even if I am not here to stay, I still want your heart.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.